On the show today, we have PRIT QSO's very own Kyle Stutzman and Valley Star Credit Union's very own Wesley Williams talking about emotional intelligence. Yes, emotional intelligence is the hot topic for 2021 and how it's a game changer for credit union technology leadership. A fun debate between Wes and Kyle, and it's all here for you, so check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine gentlemen in our midst. And right below us is Mr. Wesley Williams from Valley Star Credit Union back on the show. Wes, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good. Back like I never left, right, Mike?
That's right. You were just here.
Hey, I think you spoke that into existence because if I'm not mistaken, you said we're going to have you back, and we're going to have you back soon, so
here you go. Here you are, literally like maybe a month later, 2 months later. So, well, welcome back, Wes. Always good to have you on the show for sure. And then Mr. Kyle Stutzman from Pure IT Credit Union Services. How are you, sir? Happy New Year.
I'm doing great. It's good to be in a new year.
Yes, it is.
A lot of things are different. It doesn't look that way, but they are.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like we're just washing off 2020 and just let's start anew and new energy, all that good stuff. So, all right, guys. Well, today we're talking about emotional intelligence, how it can be a game changer for credit union technology leadership. And before we get started talking about the game changer-ness of it all, Wes, I want to start with you. Can you define emotional intelligence for us, please? Because I think a lot of people out there are like, what is emotional intelligence? So
yes,
I might be in that section.
I'd say emotional intelligence is really understanding, recognizing, and managing our emotions. And then I think the second part of that is understanding, recognizing, and really influencing others' emotions. So that would be my base definition of emotional intelligence.
Okay. Is that what it means to you as well, Kyle? Or you have a different take on it?
No, I think that is a great definition. And I think that's correct. And this is the kind of thing everyone looks to IT leaders to learn from, right? Right, Wes? It was actually a conversation that Wes and I had that we were saying, it's so important for our industry, but we do have some differences on not necessarily why it's important, but I think there's some actual dangers of just trying to talk to like IT staff or leaders about emotional intelligence on its own. And so we had a nice little back and forth, and we thought we could come on and, I mean, the amazing part is we agree for the most part, but it in its isolation, I think has a little bit of a danger for IT staff if they don't understand how to use it correctly.
Well, let's talk about the danger here, Kyle, since you brought it up. So, so can expand on it a little bit, and then Wes, can we kind of go back and forth like a debate here? So give us the dangers here, and Wes, you can chime in as well.
So yeah, and this is where Wes and I think have some good conversation, because emotional intelligence is about, you know, that self-understanding the feelings and understanding the other, and then how you use those really to influence a situation or another person and move ahead. And in the best case, that is what you want. But I think with that being learned in our industry, and if you think of sometimes of our IT groups and people who have grown up in IT and what they focus on, it's like solutions and getting this done and completing the task. And so I fear that emotional intelligence discussed just on its own can be dangerous in that they may move to manipulation because that's how they can get the task done. Right. It's okay. Easy to say I can use this now to complete what I need. The values and culture that we create around helping people and all that has to be the context that how we use the emotional intelligence. So it by itself, we've had some good conversations. You'll see blogs. I mean, you can do a search on Google right now and it's everywhere, emotional intelligence. But it's how we apply it inside our financial institutions, especially with IT, security, data people, which maybe that's not their norm. Maybe that's why they went into those fields. You know, there's things as you get into leadership, Wes and I and others have tried to develop and we focus on. But so the manipulations part of it, I think there's others just, it doesn't lead to by itself that attitude of helping and solving something for the other person. It can lead to kind of another tool I have in my tool belt to solve a problem, but it may now be for my own interest instead of the other person's.
Gotcha. Wes, what's your take on the dangers of it here? Because, I mean, you're in the IT department and you are living this day in and day out. So I'd love to get your take.
You know, it's interesting what Kyle said. I think I may have a different perspective, like he said, in that there's a lot of studies out there, and there, as you guys probably have heard, emotional intelligence, they're saying, is more powerful, and you should really tap into that more than your IQ, right? Your knowledge. And so, you know, I think there are dangers, like Kyle's saying, but I think that's more of an extreme case in some regards. You know, I tend to have more of an optimistic cup half full stance.
You're talking my language.
When it comes to people. And so I really think it's more about asking the right questions. You know, Mike, is as we are figuring out what emotional intelligence looks like, not only for ourselves, but how it can help us, similar to what Kyle said, as a tool in our tool belt for our organizations, you really have to ask the right questions. And I think it takes some time to understand what it is, to learn it, to figure out how it can help with my coaching, my mentoring, with resolving conflicts when I don't have enough resources. How can I use emotional intelligence in order to help me? And, you know, it can be viewed as a manipulative tool. But I think that if you're like going way overboard and, I don't know, getting angry and upset. But I think if you use it in a tactful way, it can really, the benefits, I think, far outweigh the negative sides.
Well, so, and this kind of leads me, I'm going to stick with you on this one, Wes. I'm trying to really formulate this question. So why is the, I don't know, why are we focusing on, is it super prevalent in the IT department, or is it enterprise wide? I mean, I know we're talking technology because that's what you guys are all about, but how does it manifest itself in the IT department? Maybe that's the proper way to ask it.
Sure. And maybe we should have started with this, is that there's a stigma around IT folks, good or bad in between, is that IT guys, we like to sit in front of our computers, locked behind the closed doors, and we don't really like the people management aspect of it. As Kyle said, we kind of want to be boots on the ground.
Sure.
Where's the problem? Yeah. I'll find the solution. But as soon as I have to manage people or explain to you in detail how I got to this solution, or talk to you in perhaps a tactful way, you know, I've heard lots of stories, not of myself, of course, but heard lots of stories of where I could be just communicating with someone and come off as condescending or come off as controlling. And that's, here again, I think that's where emotional intelligence comes into play. Knowing myself and knowing, hey, how do I sound to other people? And then how are other folks perceiving me when I communicate?
Right.
And so going back to your question, Mike, I think that's really why we're talking about this for our IT folks out there. Yeah. Is this, especially if you're managing teams and teams of people, is that we have this resource and I think an opportunity to really grow, not only for ourselves, but to help our teams grow. I mean, especially when we talk about remote work,
mm-hmm.
emotional intelligence is critical right now because I can't get in front of Kyle. You know, I can't go knock on Mike's door in the next hour and, hey, let's figure out this solution together.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take me, hey, Mike, I need to get on your calendar. Hey, Mike, we got to set up a Zoom call. You know, then there's just so many different things. Do we have a WebEx session? Do we need to control screens? All that communication and coaching through that, mentoring. So I think it can be a huge benefit, and one that I think we, as not only IT leaders, but obviously for our entire organizations, this is huge.
In general, yeah. Right. Kyle, point, counterpoint?
Well, this is where we agree. It's not that emotional intelligence is bad, and it's absolutely needed. And you mentioned the departments and staff, and it's really IT now communicates with every function in the credit union. So mm-hmm. you're talking, you may be talking at one moment, having people talking to a teller. The next moment, you may be talking to the CEO. You may be talking to a lending manager or MSR. There's so many places you have to be able to communicate and know what's happening. that it isn't emotional intelligence is not important. It's the fun that we have poking each other on the optimism or the danger component of it, really of it. So, I mean, I've heard people use it as an excuse, and I will truly say it is a flat up excuse to try to use emotional intelligence. Well, I know how the other person would feel, so they don't actually directly address something. When I heard Wes say, is the area I would agree with him, it's actually a tactful way to get in and do something and deal with something really difficult and to have a conversation in a way that really maintains the relationship. And so we're talking about emotional intelligence that allows relationships and communication that truly tends to be a challenge in, like I said, especially in the IT and the data and the security areas. I just want it talked about, and this is where I say we poke each other, to also make sure that those people who may have a mindset and don't have that good, broader understanding that Wes does and that we've tried to develop, you know, in our cultures and the credit union that he's in or in our CUSO, that this is part of a larger view and values and culture that you're still going to hold people accountable. You're going to address it. And this is the tool set to do it in the right way, that you're going to influence people and interact with them, but you're going to do it in their best interest, not in your own. Yeah. Those are the areas where I keep poking to say it's a difference. And so we wouldn't have fun conversations if we didn't have a chance to throw things back at each other. And, sure. And that's part of the fun.
Yeah. Wes, are you going to poke back at him?
Well, you know, I'm not really a big poker, but since you threw it out there, you know, yeah, I think that what Kyle's saying is true in the sense that I have seen it not only in my own life, but I've seen it in organizations where it can be used, like we're talking about, in a perhaps more destructive way. But, you know, I go back to, it's just about asking the right questions. And I think that, you know, what questions are we asking? What questions are we asking our managers? How do we ask the right questions to our managers who are managing people to know if they're even being manipulative or deceptive in that way? Mm-hmm. So there's multiple layers to it. And I think that ultimately it's got to be seen more as that tool in our resource belt, and really it starts with us. You know, if my wife were on the call, she'd tell you guys that Wes, he needs to build that emotional intelligence. Right. She might even say, if you want something to poke about, she'd say, I don't even know why you're talking about this. You need to work on it a little bit, Wes. I can give that, Kyle can poke at me about that to say, well, Wes, I thought you were the expert here.
No, that's so true. I mean, we need to be, the whole part that you gave for the definition, we need to start with ourselves and understanding our own emotions and feel, I mean, and we need to then show that in our leadership.
Right, right.
I think that's another thing Wes and I agree on. This is needed throughout our industry, definitely in those more technical data security areas, but just show it. If we think that we've had that bad conversation, sometimes it comes after the fact. I know for me, I'm not always good at that. You know, I said something in an interview with Mike and Wes took it the wrong way. And oh, no. I got to go back to him after the fact and say, hey, I just want to make sure we're okay. You know, how did you take that? That takes some humility and it takes some confidence in ourselves that we can do that without looking weak. I think that's actually what shows strength in realizing that we want to grow and who we are. And those are the things we can really help our credit unions and our CUSOs and our staff know that this is okay. This is how it really means to lead. And emotional intelligence is a key part of that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because my next question, you kind of stole my thunder there, Kyle. Thanks for that. But I was going to say, are there solutions to it? Or maybe solutions is the wrong word. Or is it a better approach? Or what can we get out of that? Or how can we approach this in a better sense, I guess, maybe? And so, you just touched on it there. Wes, do you want to expand on that? Or you want to add to that as well on what Kyle just said?
Yeah, sure. So there's a lot of tools. I think Kyle originally mentioned, I mean, you can do a Google search. There's lots of companies who specialize in emotional intelligence, excuse me, a lot of books that have been written on the subject. You know, so I think it's Mike, it's about finding first what works for you. I know I was just talking about my wife, and actually she's the one who's helped me to figure out what emotional intelligence looks like for me and why it's important. And so I actually have utilized that when I go back into my organization, because she'll say, hey, you know, you sounded really controlling right there. And then I'm saying to myself, wow, well, I wonder if I sound like that to my team. And so I'll go back. And then again, it's about just asking the right questions and saying, hey, even if it's in an email, I found to give folks time to think about it, because it may be a new thought for them. How did you feel that I came across when I asked you to do X? Do you feel like our collaboration amongst the team is working well? How could we have better come together and built camaraderie on this particular issue? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't even really have to be like this big, wide, you know, Google search and I got to read all these books. It can really boil down to just starting to figure out, hey, what kind of questions can I ask to start to gather some data about how we operate as a team, where are the pain points, where are the areas we can build on, and then really just learning each other and understanding, hey, what does Kyle like? What doesn't he like? What types of language does Mike like me to use? How often do I need to interact with him? Mm-hmm. How much response does he need in an email or a phone call? So there's a lot of things we can do. And certainly, I keep going back to it. Just asking the right questions a lot of times is a great starting point.
This sounds like an episode of like Oprah or something like that, because we're talking like what's our love language, you know? So, and it sounds like, in all seriousness, it kind of runs along those same lines, right? I mean, what's your language? How do I talk to you where it'll best come off and we'll all be more productive and work in better harmony, I guess. So that's kind of, that's how I'm kind of seeing it as well. Is that kind of how you guys see it as well? It's kind of like, you know, how can I approach this better? Because I just interviewed the folks at Cornerstone Advisors, AKA Gonzo Bankers, and they just came out with their Gonzo Banker Awards each year. And it's always a lot of fun talking to those guys. But one of the awards was the Unsung Heroes Award for 2020. And the recipients were IT staffs anywhere. So, and because of the pressure that they were under last year to like, and Kyle, we talked about this time and time again, just the immediacy we had to get to these solutions. And Wes, you lived it. You were on the front lines of it. So just the pressure that these IT folks were under last year, holy smokes. And I totally get the emotional intelligence of this and the pressure and, oh my gosh, how to approach people and stuff. So this is so timely right now. So timely. So is that what you guys are seeing too? Or
yeah, I think that's why you're always learning as you're going. And these challenges, I think a lot of times in a healthy way can force us to realize we have to tap into these new avenues, if you will, in our tool belt, or figure it out on the fly. And luckily that's where IT folks, we're great at that, right? That
like a challenge.
Where's the fire? And you know, I can
put it out.
I'll put it out right then. And so it's really interesting. I think the whole dynamic of how we have had to operate, especially given a remote workforce environment, it's been pretty neat to watch it unfold. And, you know, I'm sure Kyle in his position has seen it even more broadly. So I'd be interested, Kyle, to hear what your thoughts are there.
I agree. The remote component, this whole emotional intelligence really is that relationship component, keeping that connection between, and that is a stretch for some of us. And the remote, I mean, Wes said it a couple of times with remote, it's just made that more challenging much more important.
Mm-hmm.
You would ask about things to do. One small thing that I hear a lot of professional coaches, this isn't something I came up with, but some of those in our industry who do this is just, and this can be really easy for IT or any leader, is I recognize what you're feeling, right? So I'm feeling frustrated right now. Okay, make yourself reflect. Why is that? And what can I do about it? And how is that then influencing how I'm interacting with others? Like that one little pause can make a huge difference. I'm really happy about this. I'm really frustrated with this. I'm mad or I'm angry. Whatever those emotions are, it can be as simple as just starting with that instead of just reacting and moving ahead. And that's part, I think, of a key component of emotional intelligence is recognizing that emotion you have and then how to work with that. And then you can move to other people. But if we're just finding a place to start, that's an easy one to kind of help coach ourselves on.
Yeah. And get an emotional intelligence wheel. I just got one of these. It's a color wheel. It's pretty neat. There's a wheel, and it basically has a bunch of emotions on the outside. Yeah. So you pick which one that you're feeling, and you work your way in. So, like, if I'm feeling empowered, for example, I select that, and it drives me forward to ultimately result that I am feeling happy. And so I've learned that's what I need to communicate. Nice. I have to send it to you guys.
I love that. I've heard people, and this is really touchy-feely. We'll get back into this, Oprah. I've heard people, even in IT departments, like, what's the weather today? And they're asking persons like an emotional state, not the weather. But like, they've come up with something that they can talk about, but really they know that if it's cloudy or thundering, it's because, you know, I'm having a bad day and this is how I'm going to act. And you might see that on the external side. So, you know, that may be a little too much for people, but I mean, they're finding ways to interact or show that. I mean, you have all these emojis. Maybe you can use them for some emotional intelligence purpose so that people know what your status is and you know what your status is, you know?
So how do you, moving forward, guys, how do you see this benefiting, you know, credit unions and more, and for this conversation, IT departments within credit union, how do you see recognizing these things, the emotional intelligence here, and kind of taking pause and recognizing it and taking the right steps to move forward? How do you see that benefiting a credit union or an IT department in this respect, Wes?
Yeah, so Kyle and I previously, we were talking about actually workplace etiquette. And so I think one of the benefits is when we think about workplace etiquette mixed with this remote environment and really start asking ourselves, well, does that need to change? And if it does, what does it need to look like to really support our remote workers? Mm-hmm. I think you mix that with emotional intelligence, start asking the right questions, and then you can really have a recipe to really drive your culture in just a really positive direction by understanding what it is that your organization as a whole needs, where you're at, but then saying, hey, let me figure out how my team is actually feeling about remote work. Yeah. What's working? What's not working? Do you have the tools you need? Do you have the resources? What types of technology do you need? And then start to build perhaps a new or improved etiquette around that. I mean, it used to be we show up and I see Kyle and I shake his hand. So like he's saying, maybe the new handshake for 2021 is I send you guys a thumbs up on my Zoom here. You know?
Hey, I like that. Well done, Wes.
And that's saying hello, you know. So I think it's we have to evolve as we think about workplace etiquette, as we think about emotional intelligence and really how those maybe can intersect. So I see that as a benefit, and what organizations can take away is to figure out how they intersect in order to better meet the needs of their employees, not only the ones that are still in the office, but the ones also who are now working remote.
Yeah, indeed. Kyle, what's your take?
Just briefly, I would say in my own little research on things, there's studies that show true efficiency and actual productivity returns for any leadership, any management, and teams. It gets a little fuzzy of how much is if you're an individual contributor and you have to like write a program or you need to, you know, build this widget and that's your task. Well, you're not dealing with a lot of people. So anything that has that people connection, that team connection, There's studies that show the productivity component, the efficiency that can be put together, and trust. And you start looking at those components and you see tangible benefits that come out of getting more done in the right way with healthy collaboration. And it gets really exciting. It's hard to have those stats be objective right now in our credit union industry, but there are people that are starting to look at that. We're trying to figure out how to tie some of those things together when we're talking people and skill sets. And this is part of people. This is part of that leadership management side. So we know it impacts roadmaps and strategies and conversations because that's what's needing to happen at that executive, that steering level. But anyone that interacts with people, there are studies that show the proof that this is actually something that increases productivity and improves the work environment.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. All right, guys. Well, I could talk about this for easily another hour with you two. So lots of fun, lots of solutions, actually. And thank you for bringing this to the forefront as well. So I think a lot of folks are, this might be percolating underneath the surface and they don't really realize it. And sometimes it's too late. So thank you for bringing this to the forefront. And I'm really excited to talk about this. So, and I think maybe the next one, what I'm really kind of interested in, as well as this, is like, what happens for those people that go back to the workplace? What happens who have been working from home for a year or maybe two, God forbid? What happens when we all go back to the workplace? What's that environment going to be like? And you know, leveraging the emotional intelligence levers and things like that. So that might be part two of this conversation. So I'll leave that as a teaser for next time.
I like it. I'll come ready to jab at Kyle.
Good.
Next time.
Good. We like it. All right, guys.
It better all be in fun. That's what I thought we were doing. So thank you, Wes, for just bringing up this topic. And it's been fun going back and forth over the last couple of weeks just to, on these themes.
Yeah,
no, thank you. Thank
good
you
stuff,
both.
Guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Good stuff. Oh, anytime, guys. Anytime, guys. Yeah, look forward to the next one as well. All right. Be well. Be safe. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Take it easy.